Welcome to the Relevant Leader Monthly, a conversation to help equip the leaders of Relevant Community Church to become influential leaders. I'm your host, Nick Petrick, and today we're going to be talking about the topic of listening and its importance to leadership. I'm really excited. Today I have Daniel Phillips, our Connecting Department Director, joining me. Daniel and I have served together for a long time, leading our Relevant 101 and 201 teams, which for a long time were our staff orientation teams. But the reason I'm excited to have Daniel join me today is because I believe that Daniel is one of the best listeners that I've ever met. Daniel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Nick. I was actually really excited when you asked me to be a part of this podcast, just because I know how important it is to continually equip the leaders. And listening is something that I've learned over the years that is vital when it becomes to being a good leader in any type of capacity. So I'm really excited to be able to dive into this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've already said it, but I truly believe, Daniel, you really are a good listener. I think of just Sunday afternoons when we're here for Relevant 101, 201, I'll be busy doing stuff and you'll ask about my weekend. You'll ask questions about how things are going. And I always think, I should have been the one asking those questions to you. And so I just want you to hear, you know, you are a good listener. I think it is one of the main things that makes you a good leader. So yeah, just really excited to have you here today and to discuss this topic. So listening is an important topic. Mm-hmm. We always say that an influential leader means that people want to follow you. I've heard it said a million times, and we've said it on this podcast a lot of times, that people don't care what you know until they know how much you care. So you have to know people to lead them. You have to care about people to lead them. And you can only know people by listening to them. Let's be honest, the most valuable resource that we have as leaders is the people that we lead. In order to be someone that people want to follow, we really have to be good listeners. It's not something that we can just hope for. It's something that we have to be. We do a lot when we were preparing for this, when we were kind of talking what we were going to discuss, and we talked a little bit about how we had a fear that some people would just say, well, I'm a good listener, or I'm not a good listener.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that person, Daniel, he just naturally is a good listener.
Yeah.
And so some of what we want to discuss today is how listening is something, it's a skill that we all can learn.
Yeah.
I actually believe that it's something that we all can develop as a strength.
Yeah.
It might not be one of our talent themes.
Yeah.
You know, we spend a lot of time in Relevant 201 talking about our talent themes, our strengths, those types of things. We all have different talents.
Yeah.
You know, those are the natural reoccurring patterns of thought, feeling, or behavior that can be productively applied. But different talents we can play into to help us be good listeners. And so we'll talk a little bit about that today, but kind of what I wanted to set the stage before we got into the discussion of really just saying that we all can build a strength, you know, the ability to consistently produce a positive outcome with near perfect performance in a task. We all can develop the strength of listening. We all can at least get better at listening, and it's vital. It's really important in our leadership. And so today, as we talk about listening, I thought it would just be good to hear a little bit from you, Daniel. You know, I've said you're one of the best listeners I know. You probably are like, oh, my wife might say differently.
Exactly, no.
But I'd love to hear from you, you know. Have you always been a good listener, or is it something you've had to develop?
You know, I would love to be able to say, yeah, I've always been a good listener. It is something that has naturally come to me, but I think it is something over the years that I've had to learn how to be a good listener. We talk a lot about talents. You were just talking a lot about them then. If you looked at my talents, a lot of it is very strategic. So when you think strategic, you don't think good listener right away. So what I've had to do is I've had to learn how to do this. And it's taken a lot of years because I honestly think when I first started into leadership, I was not a good listener because I really felt like I knew the direction that we needed to go. I didn't know the direction that you needed to go. And I would a lot of times not take into consideration my volunteers or the people that were following me. And it's something that bit me on in the bottom more than once because of that, because of the fact of I didn't take the time to listen and hear what they were talking about. And when you don't do that, it's such a natural thing for people not to want to follow you, like you were saying, because we all want to be good leaders that people want to follow. So it's definitely something that over the years I've gotten better at. I think I'd always get better at this, but I think it is something that you like, sort of like you talked about, it's a strength that you have to build. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I've always known that it's very important when you're leading to do this.
Yeah. Do you feel like there was things in your past that kind of pushed you into being a good listener, developed you into being a good listener? Was there people that maybe were models that you copied? Or did you learn through the school of hard knocks of being a bad listener and the negative impact? Yeah. Or what do you feel like led you to being a good listener?
You know, I was always the person that learned by doing the wrong thing first and then figuring out that it was the wrong thing. And then what I would do is I would go try to find somebody that was doing it the right way and figure out what they were doing. And one person that I always go back to with this is, if you don't know me at all, I grew up as a pastor's kid. So my dad is actually one of the best listeners that I've ever met in my life, is because he does a good job of, you know, asking a question and then listening and honestly hearing what those people are saying.
Yeah.
So that was somebody that I've always were like, man, if I could get my listening like him, it would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because he's very good at being genuinely interested in the person that he's talking to at that moment.
Yeah.
And then being able to ask follow-up questions, just different things like that, to be able to truly understand who they are.
Yeah.
Because we're not all leaders that can lead from the front of the stage. And he wasn't one of those that was one of those leaders. But, man, he can listen. And I think that is probably one of the things that I've taken from him through the years is just that, is people will want to follow you if you listen.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, I've met your dad a few times. I feel like I've gotten to know him a little bit, but, you know, to me, what you're describing is that your dad cares.
Yep.
People feel that he cares. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest, roadblocks to influence, roadblocks to leadership is people a lot of times will feel like they care, that leader cares more about what gets done than he does about me.
Yeah.
And the reality is we need people to accomplish the mission.
Yep.
And the mission is vital. Yeah. It is so important.
Yep.
And so we have to care about our people that we're leading.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't follow us. They won't. And we won't get the mission done. And so it's not that the people are more important. It's not that the task is more important. It's all important, and it all has to work together. And so, you know, I believe, and this is kind of what got us going on this topic, talking about it, but I believe that we live in a world where most people are actually pretty bad listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that listening is not something that people spend time developing. Yeah. I do believe that there are some people that are naturally just a little bit better at it.
Yeah.
And so they become the good listeners.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we all can't be good listeners. And so, you know, listening is important, but why? As leaders, why is it so important that we're good listeners?
I think it goes back to a little bit of what you said at the very beginning. You have to know people to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way that you can truly get to know people and care for them, like you said, is by listening to them, by really truly knowing who they are. And you only do that by listening. I think that is the biggest part of why it's important as leaders that we are good listeners is because of your volunteers or the people that you lead, whoever that is, need to know that you care about them, because mm-hmm. if they know that, they are willing to do so much more for you, follow your vision, follow your mission. We talk about how we want to be leaders that people want to follow there, wherever there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they know that you care about them, if they know that you truly know them, they're so much more willing to do that because of that. And I think that really starts out with listening. Like you said, it might not be just natural for everybody.
Yeah.
Because we talk about the talents that we have. We talk about a lot of that in 201. And I would say some of my talents that I have a lot of strategic, a lot of analytical. So you'd be like, well, those don't lend to being a good listener. You just sort of
You're more in your head than you are interacting with people.
But I think you can build those talents into a strength of listening, using those types of different ones. Like my strategic, I can always think of, you know, what might be the next best question to ask to really get to know those people. So I think you're right when it says is there are people that just haven't built the strength of listening yet. I think anybody can use the talents that they have and that God has given them to become a better listener. Because I think it's something, if you want to be a good leader, it's not something you can skip out on.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, one other thing that I thought of why it's so important that as leaders, we're good listeners, and this is just really coming personally from me and things that I've seen when I'm not a good leader, or when I'm not a good listener, is that I become the cap of my influence.
Yeah.
There are so many times I think about, honestly, staff orientation was going really good.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed a few things that were issues that we really for 2 years tried to solve and we couldn't come up with.
Yeah.
I kept trying to think of new ideas. I kept trying to think of, you know, ways we could get around those two different things, two different issues that we were dealing with. And, I kept kind of telling you and Garrett, Garrett Schweitzer, who is one of our leaders in Relevant 101 and 201. And I kept telling you guys, you know, we got to figure out what to do here. And I remember you coming to me and saying, hey, Nick, we just went on, Garrett and I went on this camping trip. We kind of came up with this crazy idea that of turning staff orientation into two classes. And I don't know if it's a good idea or not a good idea. And I remember thinking, you know, right off the bat, you guys don't realize how big of a change that is. And my first instinct was not to listen. And I remember thinking, I want to be a good leader. I need to listen, even if this is a terrible idea. And and so you guys shared with me kind of your vision, what you had seen, and I kind of took it from there and ran with it. And you know, just the general idea wasn't enough. It took a lot more, and it took us working together. It took an idea. It took taking that idea and thinking through all of, you know, how we could make it happen, what it would look like. I mean, we worked, Ronnie and I worked for months on turning staff orientation into Relevant 101 and 201. And, but the reality is, like, it started with me listening to you and Garrett. And if I wouldn't have listened, we wouldn't have made that transition. Because I didn't have that idea. And so I was the cap of where we were going. Now we see more, you know, a lot more people signing up for Relevant 101 and 201 than we did staff orientation. We we're seeing the benefit of it, and really we're able to impact our church in a different way that I think is really good. And so I think a lot of times we think we need to be good listeners just because it's important that we're good listeners. But the reality is our influence, we need everybody. We need the team. We need to work together. And so as a leader, if I don't listen, I'm the cap. We're not going anywhere past the ideas I can think of.
And I mean, that's such a perfect real world example of what we're talking about here, Nick, is just that idea of both Garrett and I knew because you had taken the time to get to know us. You took the time to listen to us. And so we knew, even coming to you with this idea, you were at least going to have an open mind and listen to what we were saying.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, at least in my past, when I was leading a group like that, I might not have even taken the time to listen, because I was like, no, this has been going okay. Like, we're doing a good job with it right now. But since you, both Garrett and I knew that you were the type of person that you're like, you're, well, he's going to at least listen to us. And so we felt open and we felt free to give you our ideas. And I think that's a huge part of being a good leader and with listening is being willing to listen to those ideas. And people are much more willing to give them if they know that you care. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for being willing to bring that to me, because yeah, sure. I, you know, it made the area that I lead made a lot better. Yeah. So, okay. So where I want to go from here is I want to make this practical.
For sure.
I don't want to just say, yes, we should be better listeners.
Yeah.
I want to be able to say, what does it take to become a good listener? What is something, I mean, if we believe that everybody can be a good listener, mm-hmm. Then, you know, what does it take from your perspective, Daniel?
Yeah.
How do I become a good leader?
Yeah. And I love that question. I love that's what we do here with Relevant, is we want to give you practical next steps to take to leave this podcast with. And I think the first thing that you have to do before you can do anything else is create the opportunity to listen. We're all busy people. We all have purpose for why, but why we meet with people, we always have that idea of like, this is what I want to accomplish when I meet people. But I think it's creating the opportunity to have those one-on-one appointments or those RMAs is what we call them around here. And it's one of those things to just have those one-on-one times to be able to get to know those people, to listen, to learn about them. I think that as the leader of the T-Life groups is one of the things that I do, my job here. And one of my favorite parts is to go sit with either a new leaders or leaders that have been there that I haven't really got to know very well, and just have that one-on-one conversation with them and get to know them. But that doesn't happen by accident.
Yeah,
I think you have to have a plan to be able to do that, because as much as you would love for these organic one-on-one conversations to happen, it doesn't happen by accident. I think you have to have that plan of, as a leader, you're like, I want to get together with each one of the people that I lead, say once a trimester, or once, and then have the plan and know how to do it. Because if you don't make the opportunity to listen, you're never going to get anywhere in leadership, in my opinion, because it is such a vital thing. And then go into those situations with a plan to listen, then to hear. I think we can so go into that, like I said before, with just the idea of, I want to meet with Beth Teat, who leads my women's network, and I have X, Y, and Z that I want to accomplish in that meeting.
Yeah.
But if I wouldn't take the time to listen, I might not hear of a really good idea that she has that could change the way that we do T-Life groups. So I think you have to do that first. And then when you get into that meeting or that appointment or that time just to spend with people, just stop talking. I think that's a hard thing for us. Sometimes it's that simple. I think you and I were getting ready for this idea, and we both have kids that are in middle school.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they just don't stop talking.
Definitely feels that way.
And I think sometimes it's just that easy of, you got to be quick to listen, ask the question, and then spend the time of getting to actually hear what the person is saying.
Yep.
I know for me, what I have to catch myself doing, because like I said before, I have a lot of strategic things in my talent. So I am automatically in my head sort of leaving the conversation that I have to think of, hey, this is the next thing I could do. This is the next thing I could do. So I have to, even before I go into a meeting, a lot of the times I have to say, I want to be focused on this conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a huge part of it as well, especially if you're a small group leader. We have our small group leaders in Relevant Kids. We have them in Rooted. We have them in NYU. We have our T-Life group leaders. You know what I always tell my T-Life group leaders is, you're doing something right if you have the rule of the 80-20 rule. And what that is your group or the person that you're meeting with, if they're doing 80% of the talking and you're only doing 20% of the talking, that means that you're doing something right in the listening area of what you're doing, because you're giving them the opportunity to speak. Yeah. And I think what happens sometimes, we talked about it a little bit, is sometimes people just need the time to formulate what they want to say.
Yeah.
And I think if you're not a good listener, you can breeze over something pretty easily, and they might have had something really good for you,
yeah,
but you just didn't take the time to ask the question and make them feel like you're in the conversation and let them answer.
And really stop talking.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something I know as leaders, for us, sometimes it can be hard because that dead space can be uncomfortable sometimes. And even though it might be 10 seconds, it might feel like 2 minutes to you.
Yeah. Well, I think we, we all have a plan.
Yeah.
We all have dreams, vision of where we want to go as leaders. We want to accomplish things.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to get stuck on, when I'm leading people, I want to make sure I'm communicating all the right things. I want to make sure that I'm being clear, that they fully understand where we're going.
Yep.
And so that becomes a one-direction conversation really easily.
Yep.
And we can't listen when we're talking.
I think it just goes back to that. And exactly, I agree with you 100%. To be a good leader, you need to be able to cast vision. You need to be able to tell them the steps of where you're going. But if you haven't taken that chance to listen to them, I think it's hard sometimes to cast that vision.
Yeah, I think of Mike Reiner, who's one of our relevant 101, 201 leaders.
Yep.
He is a pretty extreme introvert.
Yep.
And so I was apprenticing him in leading the groups. And he, one time after one of the groups, just kind of stopped me and said, Nick, I felt a little convicted. I was the leader, he was the apprentice.
Yeah.
But he said, Nick, as an introvert, you're not giving enough time for people to think and process.
Yeah.
So you're filling the silence. And introverts need the silence.
Mm-hmm.
To force them to think and to force them to talk. And that's a general statement.
Yep.
I don't know that every introvert is that way. But, I feel like I'm actually a mild introvert just because I gain energy by being by myself. But I'm really good at filling silence. I'm really good at making sure everybody knows where we're going.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm always good at listening.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that sort of leads to the last thing that I think what it takes to practically become a good listener is to focus on understanding their message. So let those, regardless of how long it takes for them to be able to share what they're thinking, ask yourself, what are they wanting me to hear from this conversation? Because I think that's always a way that we can look at it. As a good leader, you always want to make it better. You always want to improve the product that you're trying to lead. And I think one way of doing that is understanding the people that lead you, because they see it from different ways and by just listening. So one easy way to do that is to respond with empathy when they're talking about certain things. Instead of automatically clicking to problem solving, that can be one of my Achilles heels is I'm always already trying to think of ways to fix whatever situation that they're talking about.
Yeah.
But instead of that, taking the moment of, man, I really understand, or just saying, I can see what you're saying there, and I appreciate that. And just giving that moment of where they can feel like they're being heard.
Yeah, and I think that that's, I think for a lot of people, at least I should probably just speak for myself, but for me, it's easy to be empathetic when it's someone who is a peer.
Yep.
Someone who I'm not leading.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to stop, take the time, listen. When I think about like being a dad, I see myself as a big leader of my kids.
Yeah.
You know, and so every conversation I have with them, I want to make sure that they're understanding where they should be going.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's really important to me.
Yep.
Well, what happens is I talk.
Yep.
You know, how often do I just ask my kids how they're feeling? You know, I think back to the best night out, the speaker, he talked about just the importance of empathy and, in a marriage relationship.
Yeah.
And I was convicted a lot that night because I was like, he said one of the best things that you can say to your spouse is, I can see why you feel that way after they share something with you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, since then, every time Amy shared something with me, I've realized my my instant reaction is, well, you should look at it this way, or you should do this, or you should.
Yep.
And my natural reaction is not, well, I can see why you feel that way.
Yeah.
So real convicting, really good.
Yeah.
So, so I want to wrap this up. I want to, just take, you know, 1 minute to kind of challenge all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Like we've already said, listening is crucial when it comes to leadership.
Yeah.
One of our 2030 goals, or visions is that the people of Relevant, that's you, that's me, that's everybody listening. That we are known by loving just as Jesus first loved us. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways that we can be known by loving is listening.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard. It's something that isn't natural for us, definitely not in the world that we live in.
Yeah.
We're usually going. We're not stopping and listening. And so it's just really important. I love the practical tips that you gave, Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, create the opportunity to listen.
Yep.
Stop talking. And then focus on understanding their mission. You know, what are they wanting you to hear?
Yeah.
What are they wanting to communicate? Those three things are really big in becoming a good listener. And so, you know, really what I want to do is I want to challenge all of us, you know, which of the three ways that Daniel shared, are the step that we need to, you know, where do you feel kind of convicted?
Yeah.
Where do you feel the tug? Where do you feel like, you know, do I need to do a better job creating the opportunity for listening?
Yeah.
Do I need to just stop talking? Is that my issue? Do I need to focus on understanding their mission when I'm in that conversation, when I'm leading people? You know, think about it. Which one is it? Which one's hitting you? And then ask yourself, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
I would say that all of us want to be good listeners.
Yep.
I don't think there's any of us that would say, yeah, I don't really care about being a good listener.
Yeah.
If you are, then let me know, and we'll probably find another spot where you're not leading.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to be good listeners, but it's not just going to happen because we want it to happen.
Yep.
We have to do things to develop our own skills to make it into a strength. So then once you've kind of figured out, you know, what you need to do, make a plan and do it.
Yep.
You know, do it.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself. Don't just say, yeah, I should be.
Yep.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid and realize the importance of it. Just know that if you want to be an influential leader, you need to be a good listener. Because people will not want to follow you if you're not a good listener. So, Daniel, this is your first time on the podcast. You know, is there anything, this is your chance.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd want to share, just kind of leave us with? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I just want to leave you guys with is just how important listening is. I think a lot of the times we just gloss over it as another thing that we have to do, because that's what I did for a lot of years, was just gloss over the fact of, that's just part of it. Like, I know where I want to take us, like you said. I know what I did this, and a lot of it, we get wrapped up in our heads of, like, this is what I think. And to be a good listener is to be open to just hearing people. And I think that's the biggest thing, is get to know the people that you lead.
Yeah.
If I could leave you just with that one thing, is that is get to know the people that you lead. Because if you really get to know them, they're going to follow you wherever you're going to take them.
Yeah.
And that's that is such a crucial thing that I've learned, is that. So if I can leave you with one thing, is go set your appointments today to go meet with those people and get to know who they are.
Yeah, I had the conviction when I was meeting with someone who has been on my team for quite a while last week. I realized I know that they have two kids. I don't remember their names.
Yeah.
That, and it was convicting and it hurt and it was like, I should, you know, that right there shows that I'm not a good listener.
Yeah.
You know, it's as simple as remind me of their names and listen and, you know, and, so, you know, we all can be better listeners. Daniel, I just appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Again, you are a great listener. Thanks for being that example. Thanks for helping all of us as the leaders of Relevant become better listeners. And then, you know, as always, for those of you who are listening, make sure to follow Relevant Leader Monthly on whatever platform that you're listening to. When you follow, you'll get a notification when there's a new podcast available every month. We post the podcasts the last Friday of every month. So make sure that you're listening to these and investing in yourself as a leader. Don't forget to join us again next month for another conversation to help all of us become influential leaders.